says here that I should avoid legal snags by telling people they're being recorded.
Well, don't tell us. I want to be able to sue you.
No, I'm not worth anything.
I don't care. I like to sue things. I'm American.
that is the dream, you know, to like have your foot run over by a Walmart like truck and sue Walmart for like $1 million. That's the dream.
Or how about
it really is the true American dream.
How about the photo of the guy who's like standing under the like Walmart sign that like one of the letters is like hanging by a thread and he's just like standing under it waiting for it to fall.
Just like, please let it happen today. Today's the day.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like you don't want the whole sign to hit you. Just like something losable, like a leg.
You're right. I mean, just try to like just stick your foot as far away from your body and hope it doesn't roll once it falls. That's the hope they're going for here. But I mean, it just reminds me of those Russian dash cam things where
you see the
footage of the people who are like they stop at a light and then some guy like just throws himself onto your dashboard or onto your dashboard onto the hood of your car.
Yeah,
and you're just like, oh, are you kidding me? That's like it's embarrassing to watch.
Yeah. We were out to lunch one time and at the mall food court, and all of a sudden I was looking across the way at the doorways, and all of a sudden a whole section of glass sliding door just starts falling and crashes onto the ground into a million little pieces.
Wait, so the sliding door, it just fell forward?
Yes.
And crashed?
Yes. Wow. It just totally was like, you know what? I'm done being a door today.
I don't get paid enough for this shit. I don't even get health insurance.
I'm done being a door today, and I'm going to do my best to join my high silica brothers and sisters in sand and become pebbles again. And he shattered into a million pieces. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was walking in or out of them at the time. It was just crazy because I just happened to be like, just, sometimes when you're eating lunch, just kind of like daydream, like wander off like in your mind. And I was just like looking straight out, at the outside doors, and there it came. I was like, damn, why couldn't I have been like had my right foot
behind? Is that
behind?
Really what you're thinking? You're thinking, like, if only I could be there.
If only my right foot could have been smashed underneath all
of
that.
Walmart has good-ass lawyers, and you wouldn't get a penny. Somehow they would justify it. They'd be like, first of all, why were you laying there? Second of all, why only your foot? That makes no sense.
I don't know, man. They might just be like, fuck this and settle.
Maybe. But maybe not. Probably not. I don't know, man. I don't trust big companies. They find ways.
Well, I was donating platelets one time, or attempting to donate platelets, and the Red Cross decided it would be a good idea to go in my vein in my wrist. And I've had them pull platelets from that vein before, but it must have been like this expert phlebotomist. And this person apparently didn't know what the hell they were doing. And so they poked my, I can't think of the damn.
Did they like slit your wrist?
No, they poked my, it's like that big vein that would be like on top of your, like on the top of your wrist.
It runs so like, kind of like on the radius or radius.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you just reminded me, the radial nerve.
Yeah. Right?
So they stabbed my radial nerve, and I couldn't use my hand for like 6 weeks, man. It was stupid. Yeah, and like the thing is like, of course, everyone's first conclusion was like, oh, hey, why don't you go sue? And I'm like, do you know who's ever been successful suing the Red Cross? It was one company, and it was a little company called Johnson & Johnson. And
it's a family-owned company.
But like they, essentially, it was like, you know, when you sign up to donate blood or platelets, you basically sign forms that are saying like these are all possibilities.
Yeah, these guys can literally like just about do everything but chop off your arm and not get sued for it.
Well, you could. The thing is, you could sue them, but it's just like it's pointless, you know. Like, and essentially, I looked it up, and it was like you have to essentially have a class action lawsuit against the Red Cross. And at the end of the day, what are you going to get? Like 46 cents? Like when 10 years later, when the litigation goes through, if it ever does. And like my thing was like, I wasn't out there looking for anything. I was trying to be a good human being, and an accident happened. I wasn't like, you know, out for blood, but I did mention that like particular phlebotomist should never be allowed to like poke anyone ever, because, you know, that fucked up my whole wrist and hand for a good while. And I still, to this day, like, if I'm like punching a heavy bag or anything like that, I feel the nerve like sensation in my front knuckles.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Interesting. Yeah.
Not to make light, but I almost did chuckle when you said I wasn't out for blood, because
well, I wasn't though. See, platelets are different. Platelets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so. It's close enough. It's good enough for me. Let it slide.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to LR Mornings today with Kyle and
Jammer
and another guy
and Mr. Turd Sandwich.
There we go. Yeah.
And another guy. Say your name.
Hurry the fuck up so we can get on with our lives. Nah, how you guys doing today?
I'm doing good.
Disney Plus just hit a huge milestone.
What was their milestone?
What do you guys think the milestone was first? Because I'm curious what your thoughts are. Because I think last time we heard numbers update, we'd heard that they kind of gone down from like 26 million following the conclusion of The Mandalorian, right? Am I mistaken? Mm-hmm. Is that kind of what we heard last time, probably a few months back, Kyle?
I vaguely remember something along those lines.
Okay, so with that in mind, what do you think the milestone they surpassed was?
I think because of Onward. Frozen 2, I'm going to say 40 million.
What about you, Eric?
Oh, man, I don't know any numbers, but I'm just going to assume that they surpassed because of Onward and Frozen 2.
But you don't want to get any numbers? You don't want to just throw something out there? There's no consequence if you lose.
Oh,
besides
boy.
Your eternal damnation.
Okay, yeah, besides fine. That, but that's coming anyway.
Kyle said 40 million. I'm going with 45.
All right. The answer is 50 million.
Oh.
Launched 5 months ago, the service is now available in more than a dozen countries around the world. So the countries that the rollout probably also helps quite a bit. Continuing to delight customers around the world, Disney Plus has now achieved another milestone with 50 million paid subscribers globally within 5 months after its launch. We are truly humbled that Disney Plus is resonating with millions around the globe and believe this bodes well for our continued expansion throughout Western Europe and into Japan and all of Latin America later this year, said Kevin Mayer, chairman of Walt Disney Direct to Consumer and International. Great storytelling inspires and uplifts, and we are in the fortunate position of being able to deliver a vast array of great entertainment rooted in joy and optimism. I'm not done yet. Calm down.
Sorry, Jesus, fucking long ass quote.
Disney Plus rolled out in eight Western European counties, is that a typo? Including the UK, Ireland, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Austria, and Switzerland. Additionally, Disney Plus became available last week in India, where it is offered in conjunction with the existing Hotstar service and already accounts for approximately 8 million of Disney Plus's 50 million paid subscribers. What's up? All right, now you can talk.
I was going to say the last time we heard about somebody trying to push into What Western Europe and Asia,
God, really?
At the same time. there was a whole war fought over it. And now Disney's making the same pushes into Western Europe, Asia, and Africa.
Well, now they're being peaceful, thank goodness. It's a peaceful thing, or at least kind of. Well, I mean, yeah, it is, but it's just it's all about the money. So are you guys surprised by this, by these numbers? Are they, I don't know if you guys knew. I'm trying to go back right now because I literally just got this in my email before we started, so I haven't had a chance to look it over. I'm going to go while you guys talk and look to see. First of all, I want to see what Netflix is at. I believe last time we checked, they were like 180 million or something.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And then I also want to see what Disney Plus's projections were for around this time, if there were any. So you guys can go ahead and talk amongst yourself while I look that shit up.
Okay. Well, first off, good job on Price is Right Rules winning. And now I have to deal with the eternal damnation. So thank you very much for that, asshole. Couldn't just sit there and take one. I got family, man.
Really quick, January 24th, 167 million. And 60 million in US Netflix, to be clear.
Nice. But no, I guess it makes sense, Eric. That 40 to 50 million range, the expansion into the new country, sure, but I'm wondering how many Americans came back because of Onward and Frozen 2,
yeah,
especially after kids were put out of school.
Well, and let's not mention, you know what, about which may have, you know, sparked some more downloads of a lot of these streaming services, including Disney Plus.
Yeah. The you know what?
Yeah.
You guys could say it. We're not throwing this on YouTube.
Not yet. We might do that one day. Put these podcasts on YouTube. But yeah. The quarantine. I'm wondering like how many people are going to keep their subscriptions to things that they purchased during this time period, and will there be a mass exodus of services October, November, December?
I don't think Disney and Netflix or Hulu would be these services who see drops in numbers, but Quibi most definitely will lose a lot of people in how many ever months.
Well, they already lost me, and that's because they're encouraging people to watch videos on their phone vertically, fucking assholes.
Well, encouraging, hardly.
Hold on. Now,
I mean,
I gave Quibi a shot, which, by the way, only has about 300,000 downloads in the US and Canada.
Yeah.
Which, you know, for a launch day, given what it is, isn't totally that's pretty bad. I guess that's pretty bad. Well, Disney Plus was what, 4 million the first day?
It was, but it's Disney Plus. Yeah, that's like, that's the difference, is you have, you know, millions and millions, millions of hours. Maybe millions, hundreds or thousands of hours of legacy content compared to a brand new service with brand new content.
Yeah. So I did give Quibi a shot. And I watched 3 little episodes, which, okay, the beauty of Quibi is that you can literally like watch something within 8 minutes and be like, oh, this is trash. Or I might want to watch the other episode. And it looks like some of these shows are like 5 episodes long, 8 to 10 minutes a piece. So it's basically like you're watching a feature film with most of these.
Right.
Just in short pieces that they kind of like cut as if you're cutting a commercial. First show I watched was Flipped, which is with, what the hell is her name?
Flipped, was that the is that the one with Will Arnett? That's Will Forte.
Will Forte, Caitlin Olsen, and then I guess Andy Garcia, but I haven't gotten that far yet. I gave that a watch. I don't know, man. Here's the rough thing I'm finding with all of the shows that I've watched thus far, which I only watch the scripted content, and they're all shot really nice, like in terms of the direction of photography in terms of lighting and, you know, the shots that they're doing. I did find that none of these were really shot to be held like your phone vertically, except for Flipped did do this thing where like there was one scene where they showed Caitlin Olsen and Will Forte on the top and bottom of the screen if you were holding it vertically, but if you held it horizontally, they were just sitting together on the couch.
Right. So it's kind of cool where like there are shots like that where if you flip it, it's one way, and if you do it, it's another way. It's not like it's not just they scrunch it; they actually actively change something. Yeah.
But what they're doing in that is also when you're holding it horizontally, they're also cutting off everyone's foreheads. And then
really,
and because I've noticed like when all the shows now, like they're cutting off the tops of their foreheads, and then if you hold it vertically, you get to see them. But they're punched in, and there's something to be said that like they didn't really shoot this to be held vertically, like because when you hold it vertically, it's just like you're zooming in on their face essentially, and you are getting their forehead in some space above it, but you are missing out on an entire different like view. Like it still doesn't make sense to hold your phone vertically at the end of the day, Kyle. Like they still shot it with the way that you aren't supposed to hold it vertically. Like, and I think that. I actually think that Quibi is going to help people realize that.
I hope so. It's infuriating every like the only time I think vertical video, excuse me, are okay are little videos that you're sending texts like, hey, look at my dog doing this cute thing real quick. Okay, bye. You know, like or, that's it.
Or look, like I did this. I did do it in my episode of Dark Web, even in episode 2, there I used it though in the way as if you were looking at a screen as a phone though. Like I shot it as if you were using your FaceTime, then fine, it makes sense to use it that way. If you're using it in a way that does make sense in these particular cases, in these scripted shows, because I watched Flip, then I watched When the Streetlights Go On, which is a, I guess a drama, but like thriller drama. Mm-hmm. Actually was pretty good.
Yeah, I started watching that one. I watched like 2 episodes of that. I've been watching their morning show content as well in their evening show, or like their news type stuff, the report. And I also checked out Dishmantled, which is, you know, terrible reality television, but it's interesting to see how they do that. Like literally it's like the worst premise where And worse, I mean worse in the best way possible. Also, like if you like trash TV, it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Where they literally just take a bunch of, they take a meal or whatever, and then they shoot it at 2 contestants. And then they have to like scrape the food off of their bodies and off the ground, taste the ingredients blindfolded, and then basically try to recreate that meal based on their taste.
Oh my God.
It's like trash, but it's awesome at the same time.
Yeah, I also saw that, and I haven't watched anything yet, so I won't talk too much shit, but I saw that they're bringing back Punk'd.
Yeah, I'd not bother
this time with Chance the Rapper, who has about as much personality as a fucking, like, I don't even know what, a goddamn fire hydrant. Like, the dude's like, come on, man. Like, at least Ashton came in there with the silliness and the smiles and the looks. Like, don't use Chance the Rapper. Like, stick to rapping, bro. Like, and I just, like, the... it just doesn't even make me want to watch it. And
I like how you're just like, I'm not going to talk shit, proceeds to talk shit.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not talking shit about the actual show because, like, the Punk'd aspect of it, fine. But, like, in terms of who, like, I mean, whatever, man. Like, he's from Chicago, so I got love for him. But, like, I just don't.
What does that mean?
Whatever. Okay, outside of Punk'd. But let me get back to Flipped in these other shows.
Really. I was just going to say as the host of this show for all of the Chance the Rapper fans out there, I personally don't hold that opinion of him. So there you go.
I like his rapping, but let's go back.
I could name a song. I have no idea what he's done. I know his name. That's about it.
I don't either. I'm just trying to save face.
Okay. So anyway, so Flipped really quick. It's about as exciting as the photo that they use for their show, which is literally just Caitlin Olsen and Will Forte looking like they always look, which is like kind of shocked. And that's all they're doing the whole first episode. And they're basically yelling. The audio is absolutely terrible. And then When the Streetlights Goes On was the second thing I watched. It was, in my opinion, it was well done, but it was not meant to be held vertically. There was nothing about it that I was like, okay, I should be holding this vertically. The whole time you should be holding your phone horizontally. And then Survive was the last one I watched with Sophie Turner. And not my cup of tea. Just because of, I just think the first episode kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I didn't like, you know, it's a pretty dark show. I'm assuming it gets darker, but I might give it another episode watch.
It's darker than Dark Phoenix.
I have.
You're so proud of yourself for that joke.
So proud of myself for that. I am. You don't have to answer. Carry on. Carry on, soldier.
Anyway.
Well, so I do want to say something I thought as well. Like, I saw there's another, apparently when I turned to the service, I originally thought, oh, I'm going to watch the, when lights go on or whatever, when the street lights go on, I'm going to watch The Most Dangerous Game and I'm going to watch Survival. Basically, I'm going to watch these dramas and see how they work, because my excitement revolved around the idea of them actually writing stories for short form. And as you said, I think they're still figuring out how to do that. I think they're still ironing out the kinks, because it very much still feels like, it does feel like they're just kind of going to commercial break, which is a bit disappointing. So maybe they'll be able to fix that down the way. But I started watching another trash reality TV show instead of those things. And that is Murder House Flip. Okay. And that is one where they have these people who have these houses that are the location of terrible murders, like multi murders and stuff. And they basically have them flip the house. So that's nice and is no longer morbid. And, it was okay so far. I'm actually disappointed because literally it's the first one is 3 episodes long. And I'm like, well, if I'm watching short form content, like, make it all one episode that's 10 minutes long. Don't make it, you know, 5 and then 6 and then 5 minutes long. Like, come on.
Oh, okay.
I would buy a murder house. I have no problem with the past history of the house. There's an episode of The Simpsons where it's based off that old movie where you got to go stay the night at this haunted house and you get your or you inherit a haunted house from your family or some shit like that. And so The Simpsons go and the house has them doing crazy things. There's jokes from The Shining in there. And they start making the house makes the walls bleed, like bleeding walls. And yeah. I've always told my wife, I want bleeding walls. Like, let's get a murder house so we have like ghosts and shit, and we can have bleeding walls. And she's like, no, there's always the mess.
It's true.
So I did come up with this really cool idea. If I ever did win the lottery. I used to be really good friends with this guy, really, really heavy into metal.
Really quick, before you start, Eric, where do you think this is going? Where do you think the story is going? Because I'm trying to figure out, is he going to say that he's going to have a guy like install blood in his walls so they could just bleed out every now and then? Like, where is this going, do you think, Eric?
I don't know. I think he's trying to tell us that he's super interested in this murder house flip.
Okay, go ahead Kyle, finish.
So I actually designed the way to do a plexiglass cover on a wall so you could have bleeding walls.
You mean like how people have like waterfalls in their house,
but basically the exact same thing. You have a take out the drywall that's there, and you'd basically put the fountain in there, but use it as the same, get the plaster or whatever, the ceramic, the same color as your walls, and then clear planes of plexiglass over that. Pumps run down through the floorboards and in the wall. You could put an access point, and basically at certain times of the day, the walls would begin to bleed.
I have seen houses with like indoor wall waterfalls. This isn't an uncommon thing. I guess all you got to do is.
No.
You just got to get a bunch of people lined up to donate blood. That's the difficult part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that.
It's always a funny joke when that episode, because there's so many ways you can catch the Simpsons between Disney Plus, one of the many Fox channels, Fox, FX, FXX, whatever, that particular episode pops up several times a year, and we catch it. It's one of my favorite Treehouse of Horror episodes, and I keep asking her for a cut. I couldn't physically do it now, but I could guide her through doing it. You know, shit, how bleeding walls, man. Come on, that'd be all awesome. Right.
Well, when you get that done, Kyle, I want video.
Yeah, I agree. I'd be down to see that.
But which? Okay, so Kyle, have you checked out Quibi and Jammer? You have.
Clearly, I've been watching nothing but Dishmantle this whole time.
I guess.
I've not checked out.
Okay. Quibi. All right. Well, I guess, you know, I mean, the real question is, I guess, Jammer is like, you know, how was Chrissy's Court? Because I'm sure you're.
Oh, Chrissy's Court. That was just superb. It was just chef's kiss. Amazing. Yeah. No, I haven't seen it. I do think that I'm a fan. I want to see where it goes. I'm a fan. Let me try this again. I'm not a fan. I'm not really crazy over anything particular that they have there. I like the idea that they are actually seemingly trying to do something different with the mobile medium. I want to see more innovation on that front from big studios and A-list stars. So I'm just going to hope that their content improves down the line, and that our minds and methods sort of adjust to what's going on here.
So, but are they going to be able to improve? Like, because in order to improve, you need to have the subscription.
Sure. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
And the other thing is, like, so does TikTok own Quibi?
I have no idea. Let me check. Because
their whole, like, their advertisements were TikTok, basically advertisements.
I saw a different advertisement. I saw Charmin. Actually, I don't think I've seen a single TikTok ad. There's a Charmin one where the Papa Bear talks about how he's going into the bathroom for a Quibi. I mean,
that doesn't help. There's no Charmin on the shelves because some assholes keep fucking hogging it.
Literally.
Even though fucking diarrhea is not a common symptom of the thing.
Okay, you know, that argument is like 3 weeks old. That has been played out. We're on to more important things right now. We're on to more important things like potentially.
No, we already left my bleeding walls. That was the most important thing I had.
I think from what I could tell, TikTok does not own it, but people are calling it Netflix meets TikTok, which I could see.
Yeah. The thing is, nothing should ever be compared to TikTok if you want people to use it, in my opinion. But
I mean, you're speaking as a 30-something person, not as a hip youth,
yeah,
so to speak.
Right, as a hip youth, right. That's ready and willing to give.
I'm just a crotchety old 30-year-old who's like.
Yeah, you're just a millennial, man. Just deal with it.
TikTok.
Yeah. You're not a Zoomer or whatever they're calling Gen
Zoomer.
Z.
Zoomer? Is Zoomer, well, is that a term?
You know what? If that's
I think
case,
that's what they call them, Zoomers. Gen Z? Zoomers instead of boomers? Because zoom so quickly on the internet.
I mean, I get, okay, you don't have to keep explaining it. I get it. I just didn't know that was the term they kept using.
Yeah. If that's the case, if they're trying to market to people who are younger than me, then they need to get rid of fucking half of this garbage-ass content.
Well, what they're trying to do is get people that don't understand just how much information they're giving China right now on using TikTok.
No, wait, Jesus. What?
It's not necessarily a conspiracy theory, but that TikTok is owned by a Chinese company, and that it downloads all your it does Google, but for what Google does to us, but for China with TikTok. So
yeah, well, either way, you sign that terms and agreement form. No matter what streaming service or media or whatever you're using, you're still giving your rights to somebody.
Oh God, yeah.
So
social media account you've got is
right. So I'm also like looking at Quibi, some of their shows, and a lot of them just don't, you know, they don't appeal to me. But it was funny because I see a show called Singled Out on here, which is that like a remake? Because was that like one of MTV's old shows?
Yeah, I remember that show. Jenny McCarthy was on that show before. It was like a dude or a chick would sit in a couch on a chair, yeah, and they'd ask questions, and then there was like a group of like 20, 30 of the opposite gender of who was in the chair, and then they'd be like, are you more into abs or flab or something like that? And they'd be like, oh, the flab guy's gotta go, and you'd see some of the chubby guys walk off and stuff like that. They brought that back.
Yeah, no, I see it's on here, and it's one dater, 30 singles, 3 rounds. It's the same thing. And...
Oh my god, some dude the splits all the way down. That was one of
that's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
Interesting show to bring back. I got
that is that
because
is
especially nowadays with I don't even want to get into it, but it's how do you bring a show with 30 singles like that and like
have body shaming being an issue on television?
Well, it's not even just like body shaming. It comes down to like you use the word gender. It's like I don't see any toasters in there, and that's what I identify as. So if there's no toasters, I'm not interested in the game.
I was actually surprised we didn't hear a whole bunch of stuff on the news because the census came in and it only has 2 options. And I guess the other thing is rightfully much more important than third or fourth options, but whatever. I think we'll end it right there, Jammer. What do you think? Good place to stick a pin in things.
Sure. We'll make sure to have your perspectives on those things well noted for the future. Really quick, by the end, one thing, what was I going to say? I was looking up Disney Plus something. I forgot what it was, but I found it, but I forgot what I wanted to say about
how
it.
Many they were.
Oh, they projected Disney will attract 25 million users by the end of the first quarter.
Do you think that's accurate?
No, that was what they were projecting at the beginning of January. Yeah. So they shattered it.
Wow.
Good. That's good fucking crazy.
Them. Good. Yeah, good for them. I mean,
then again, it also might be one of those things where the first quarter ends on a weird ass time. So maybe it's like mid-February and maybe I'm just totally off here. I don't know how the fiscal year, the business fiscal
year. The
years
first
or whatever.
Quarter's already over.
I mean, I know it's over now, but when did it end is the question.
Oh. They're doing good. Point being. Sure. All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you Eric and Jammer as always for being on. You're such an asshole, man. I can't take it.
End the show.
Anyways, make sure you guys check out the LRMonline.com every single day for all your entertainment news and needs. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Wonderful things on there. Celebrity interviews. Gig Pata is on the mend. He is at home. So thank you guys for all the warm vibes and good thoughts and prayers you've been sending him as he's been dealing with the you-know-what.
Say it. It's COVID-19. We're not on YouTube right now.
Yeah, I'm keeping practice. Okay. And then Los Fanboys is now available as a live podcast every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern time. So subscribe to the channel. Mark your calendars. Set yourself a reminder. And join us and join the conversation. We'll talk back to you. We all have our windows open so we can chat back with you on Los Fanboys on Fridays. And of course, the LRM Online Podcast Network with great shows like Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, LR Mornings, LRM's Top 5, our Geek Scholars Movie News, What to Watch This Weekend. Los Fanboys is available also Friday evenings as a podcast. And on the other side of of our network available through our homepage. We have Nerdflix and Chill and the Comic Source. So make sure you check out, guys, hundreds of hours of great content out there. No reason to sit down being bored watching videos recorded vertically that should have been recorded horizontally.
They were recorded horizontally. They're just modified so you can be viewed vertically.
Well, no, I was talking like people shit on YouTube. Like actual people video, videoing gotcha. Things. Horizontal video. So anyways, Eric, where can people find you at on online? Best way to get a hold and harass you?
You should harass me at Mr. Turd Sandwich on Instagram. Send me all your dank-ass memes. And also come harass me on Los Fanboys this Friday and be a part of our conversation. We love having you guys. And last week was super fun. We had a bunch of people interacting with us. Wanted to go again this week and get even more people involved.
Jammer, your bodily harm threats should go where?
You should go to Twitter at Jam the Writer. And also, I just did an interview with Thierry Bollinger, who is the creative director and president of Sabotage Studio. They put out a game a couple years back called The Messenger, which is a side scroller slash Metroidvania-ish type thing. Now they're making a Chrono Trigger inspired turn-based RPG that is made like $500,000 on Kickstarter. So I talked to them. The video's on YouTube. It's also on the site. Check it out.
And you guys can continue to send the ransom notes to @thatcalmalone on Twitter, but I've already told you I'm not paying them. She's not worth it. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.